Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together this through up to the hour 8. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Pastor Johan. Thank you so much, Johan Dominic. Thank you very much. May the Father greatly anoint you also in this 2025. And may you see many, many more years to come of blessing, bliss, good health, strength and growth and expansion. And above all else, with the righteousness and the holiness of the Father. All this be upon you. Thank you very much. Blessings to you. Now, this is a song that I think you can love so much. And it's a song that much of the times, many times we overlook. And I love this one because when we feel all the vulnerabilities and we remind ourselves of the goodness of the Father and that we can depend on Him to guide us even through circumstances and situations of uncertainty, and that He is our guide, our light and our salvation. Absolutely, I believe that. Right, we'll be talking also to Muruti Karabomraka and Pastor Samuel Kabamba. This is happening throughout the show. In the meantime, L. D. Budge. Like I said, "The Lord is my light" is the name of the song. When we feel uncertain and at times we feel we've lost direction, or even friends tend against us, the Father is always there.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
L. D. Budge. Remember him from the D. Budge family. And of course, remember the rendition with Quincy Jones and James Ingram, Chaka Khan. Do you remember that? Ooh, ooh. Yeah, no. That is L. D. Budge there. He had grown and even his children are into music. They are superstars in their own right. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me welcome our guests, Muruti Mraka, and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Muruti Mraka, greetings and welcome, sir.
Greetings, my brother. And yeah, greetings to our other brother, Prof. Kabamba. I also take this time to greet everyone who is a listener on Radio Pulpit, greeting you all in the mighty name of my Lord and my Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And thank you for welcoming us to Radio Pulpit this evening, my brother.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, Muruti. It's always highly appreciated, each and every time. And let me welcome also Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Greetings to you, Pastor Sam. Are you in Vereeniging or are you
Vanderbijlpark? Yes, sir.
Is it raining there?
The rain just stopped now.
Yeah.
It was raining and just stopped now.
Yeah.
I know that side of Joburg. I was that side. It was raining like crazy.
Today?
Yeah, today it was just something else.
Yeah.
So we thank God, and I drove there and I came back. I'm fine. We thank God for that. And thank you very much for having us again tonight. And we are so blessed to be here. And I'd like to greet my brother, Muruti Muraka. And yes, and also say a big thank you to Radio Pulpit for having us, I mean, almost every Wednesday. And not just, I cannot forget all our listeners. These are the people that we, if they are not there, I don't know if we can be even having a show or a program. I just thank you for their times that they take out to be there asking questions. Thank you very much, Muruti.
And to Yahuwah, our Elohim, we give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for his presence and for teaching us and for everyone that he uses as a mode of dispensing his wonderful knowledge towards us. We really are appreciative of that. And as we always say, to him be all the glory, the honor, and the majesty. Right. And it is the 15th, man. Yo, how? January is gone, Mos. January is gone. I saw some people still traveling back from holidays at this time. Yeah. People have money, ne? At this time. Yeah. Anyway, schools are opened and... you know, one time, but I will say this on my pages, the notion of the, I've heard people actually saying matric is nothing. And I have heard, I've also heard them saying, wow, the results are out. And then they're the first ones to run to the newspapers. Many years, I would look at people who really would be despising matric, yet at the same time they would be going on and stuff. And recently I was listening to another professor who was also talking about the importance of matric. It is amazing that we see this, you know, really going. And we say congratulations to those who passed. And those who did not pass, they don't get much of media attention and all those kinds of things. And that is what makes me sad. Since you'd see also those in political power and what pushing their propaganda and really hanging around these students, you know, as if it is them that were doing a great job. But it's the teachers who have been dedicated, you know, to really guide these children. And we say big ups to them. No one celebrates the teachers, you know. No one celebrates the parents. Who are making sure that kids are going to school, and no one celebrates communities that make sure that there are schools that children can go to, you know. It is just used there for, you know, for tabloidism, which is something that is quite sad. To those who had not passed their matric, it is not the end of the world. There's no need to commit suicide. You won't believe, I've been praying for 2 months, that there shouldn't be any suicide, you know, because of these things. And people will see their friends on newspapers and all those kinds of things and stuff, and they start to enter into massive depressions. And so it is our prayer that those who did not pass get another chance and fix where they had gone wrong. And sometimes you don't have to repeat the whole year. You just have to write those subjects that you didn't do good at. Right. Anyway, tonight we are talking about the mysteries concerning Yahuwah, our Father, our Creator, and against our own perceptions of Him. In other words, the knowledge of the Father. What does it mean to know Him? What is it even all about? How He wants to be known, how He reveals Himself against how we want to know Him. And how we have conceptualized Him. It goes, you know, in that direction. We are talking about that tonight. And I know this is a bit difficult subject, which will show contrasts. And some of the things that people will say, Ish, Maramus, I don't see anything wrong in this. And now you'd start to hear, no, 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 this is how the Father wants to be known. This is how he reveals himself. This is the knowledge of him. And against the knowledge that we think we have, you know. I know there's a knowledge that says, what does it say? That describes him as the man upstairs. Well, you know, if I argue a particular point, I can go with that. But I also think it is demeaning to describe the Father, especially when people are taking those radio awards, they're taking those television and movie awards and all that. You would see them referring to him in their very, very mean knowledge and ascribing, you know, all those kinds of doubts to him. Others call him just a being there. Others have been referring to him as the Big Bang. Who's this wise guy that I follow? Stephen Hawking. And Stephen Hawking, to a great extent, had been in denial of the fact. Well, unless when you go towards his later years, in this, when he was in his 70s, and that was about seven years ago when he passed on. And then he started to speak that, no, man, things cannot just happen in this order. This cannot be an accident. There must have been a cause. To a great extent, there must have been a creator. There must have been a creator. You know, that is Stephen Hawking, the very wise man, very, very, very wise man. Nevertheless, these are, you know, some of the expositos that we hear with regards to people, and people have been describing him. And I know the born-again Christians call him Heavenly Daddy. I've heard them saying that. I've been there in many of the churches of the born-again Christians, and they say Heavenly Daddy. And then I've seen some of my friends and brothers, especially those that we've been together in the sufferings, they refer to him as Umbelinqang, Somandla. And then I know those who study him, his disciples, they say he's Yethu Vave. They refer to him as such. And I know others who refer to him as Yahuwah, our Elohim. And all these are the conglomeration of knowledges with regards to the Father. But what is the Father's real knowledge? And when we say we know him, and against, you know, the conceptions that we have, what does he say concerning himself? What does he say concerning himself? And of course, all this is found in his word, where he speaks about himself. He speaks about himself, who he is, and then who he is all about. So we're talking about mysteries concerning the Father and what he says regarding himself. We're touching on that. All right. Now, Job chapter 5, verses 9 says, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number? Job chapter 5 refers to him as such. And I know many people would go also to Moses, where he says, I am that I am. When he speaks to Moshe, he says, I am that I am. Because the children of Yasharal wanted to know who he is. What is his name? And he said, go tell them, I am that I am. Right? But we're touching on the mysteries concerning him. Not just his name, but the mysteries concerning him. Now, if you look into Job chapter 11, verses 7, it says, can you search out the deep things of Yahuwah? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? Here's a mystery. He's the one whose limits cannot be found. That's a mystery. Anything has a beginning and an end. And he refers to himself as such. But neither of us can find out his limits. Neither of us can even figure out his beginnings. Even though it's spoken is without father or mother. Yet none of us can actually sum up the knowledge of his being. And this is the mystery concerning him. It casts no doubt to him, but it gives glory to him and power, and it gives reverence to him. Because anything that we can figure out, such a thing we have been created to defeat, own, rule over. Let me not use the word colonize, but to rule over. Anything that we can figure out. And that is the problem with man. But when it comes to Yahuwah Elohim, these are the mysteries. Job 33, verses 13, it says something beautiful. If you look into it, you will see. It says, why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of his words. The one whom we can't contend with. The mystery with regards to him. All the other deities that we see can be contended with. There's an element of birth and death, which with permanence. But with this one, we see he sends his son who dies and rises again. The mystery concerning him is his incomparability with the other deities. That is why when others are singing with regards to him, say, there is no one like you or like him. Now, Job 37 verse 23 says, as for the Almighty, here's another title given to him because of his mystery. All the power that we know of does not measure up to the power that he has. Every other power is temporal, but his remains. It says, as for the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is excellent in power, in judgment, and abundant justice. He does not oppress. Check it out. He's excellent in power. And let me tell you, there is nothing else except him that is excellent in power. If you can look at all the kingdoms that existed, and when I say excellent, I speak of perfection. If they are not under the sea, they are depleted. If they are not bent down, they are bending down. If they are not overcome and destroyed to rubble, they have turned to dust. But his is excellent. It lives on and on and on. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that the Elohim does from the beginning to the end. That's a mystery. No one can find out the work that he does from beginning to end. Yo, Batung. Let's talk about this. The mystery concerning the Father. Against our own conceptions, interpretations, and revelations. Because I've heard many people preaching about him, and especially those in the States, man. I've heard them. Regardless of what they do and what they're in the tabloids for. But I've heard them over the years. And I've seen them moving people. Even the people who are critics of them today were moved by these guys. I've heard them. And yet, no one actually can speak of his work from beginning to end. And that's an absolute truth.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Thunambe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Rutimraka, let me put this to you. This mystery concerning the Father, it's a state of affair eternally. This is a state of permanence. Even angels cannot describe him because they see an aspect they have never seen ever since. And all they can say is just holy, holy, holy. No one is like him, actually. What say you,
indeed,
sir?
Indeed, my brother. Like you said at the beginning, this is a very, I should say, difficult topic to the human mind. Because by virtue of just the definition of a mystery, it is something which, and in this case, the true definition of a mystery is not given by our human definition. It's given really by the scriptural revelation. Some words we can say through the definition that human beings define them by. But mystery, according to human definition, would be something that is hidden and unknown, and that's it. But scripturally, it is what was hidden and unknown because it was humanly impossible to know. And yet, that has already been now made known through revelation. That's a mystery. Because if it is not even known that it was hidden and unknown, we could be passing it and not even know it there, because we don't know it. It's hidden to us. Now, scripture, and the if one carefully listens to the verses which you read, the writer says those things because now they have been revealed. And the awesomeness of it and the awe with which the writer expresses such, it's because by virtue of them being revealed, now the author realizes, wow, this is something which I could spend the rest of my years researching, and I would never even know it's there.
I could imagine the life of Moses then. The Father reveals to him creation and how it is. And then he writes down, can you imagine the nightmares? Because you get into unsearchable truths, and this is amazing in itself, a burning bush.
Indeed. that is what even our scientists have been struggling with. That is why they would come up with a theory, and then later on somebody else comes up with another theory. And some of the theories actually seem not to be able to coexist. And I'm talking of people like Albert Einstein, Newton, and Copernicus, and all the other. But go back to scripture. God just revealed some of those things which they have been grappling with to Moses, and Moshe wrote them down in the five books of the Torah. However, because the mystery of Yahuwah, or the mystery of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or the mystery of Yahweh, whichever way people call, and I maintain that there is this situation that we end up speaking even differently concerning the namings and the nomenclature because of our constriction as human beings.
Yes.
Because we use so many languages because of our limitation. And it is the Almighty who actually gave us into this captivity of many languages. When he saw, not that he saw, never having known that it would happen. When we had arrived where he knew we would arrive as human beings, then he made us not understand one another and start speaking different languages. Just that is also a mystery. But what I wanted at the beginning, my brother, to really speak to is that truly the mystery of the Elohim is revealed by the word of Elohim. The word who is spirit and has created all that is created, and nothing that exists exists without the word having caused it to become. It is this word which became a human being, walked amongst us, and in his walking amongst us, he was actually revealing the mystery of the Elohim. He says in John chapter 17 what has been captured about him as he was praying. And I read from verse 1. Yeshua spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give the life of the eon to as many as you have given him. And this life of the eon, that they may know you. And this is the life of the eon, that they may know you, the only true God. And Yeshua HaMashiach, whom you have sent. I have glorified you upon the earth. I have completed the work which you have given me to do. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. So sorry, I jumped, unfortunately, by the columns I missed. Actually, I meant to, that which I read was 9, verse 9. But I meant to stop at verse 5, and it says this. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Now, there are a few things there which are standing out. Number one, this one who is a human being, who is known as Yeshua Mintaret, meaning a Jesus of Nazareth, makes claims in this prayer. Number one, he makes this claim that he is the Son of the Father in the Elohim, in the Godhead, as they would say. And he has been given authority over all flesh.
Mm.
That he might give to the flesh the life of the eon, or the age which is coming. As long as the flesh that he gives to is that flesh which has come to him, given by the Father through the agents of the Spirit.
Yes.
And he describes this life of the eon. It is human beings coming to cognitively and experientially knowing the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And truly knowing Yeshua HaMashiach himself. And then he speaks of the Father as the only true God.
Mm.
He also makes this claim that he has glorified the Father upon the earth. He has completed the work that the Father had given him. And now he is asking of the Father to give him the glory which he had before with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when he became a human being, he walked in a certain glory which was not necessarily the fullness of the glory he had when he was the Word alone, not yet having become flesh. And we know at the beginning of John that when he became flesh, he walked in that glory which they saw, which they experienced, him being full of grace and truth.
Mm.
But now, and that is as a flesh, and I believe this is what Paulus is saying when he says, we used to know Yeshua HaMashiach after the flesh.
Yes.
Now we know him no longer after the flesh. In other words, while he was walking here on earth, there was a certain constriction of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And this was revealed to Isaiah as well.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahuwah, he says his hem, the hem of his garment, filled the temple.
Hey.
And that is described as the glory which Moshe also saw.
Mm-hmm. When Moshe said, may I see you, in other words, see your face. Yeah. And Yudeva, they said, you cannot see my face, or else you will die. Mm-hmm. Lest you die. And he says, I'll only show you my back part.
Mm-hmm.
His back part, as we go through scripture and realize the back part of Yudeva, they are his glory which he has diminished.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of human beings to grasp that God is glorious without actually being destroyed by seeing the glory full on. Paul also says, that which was written on stone had glory.
Yeah.
But because of the glory which shines in the face of the Messiah, you could even say that was not glorious. Because now the real true glory in its fullness is in the face of the Messiah, in the spirit of the Messiah. And therefore, if we should talk any mystery in the context that it's something which was hidden, something which was unknown because we could never know it, but it has now been revealed. It's all revealed truly in Yeshua HaMashiach. And as you would say, Yahushai HaMashiach.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we meet the mystery of the Father. And in other words, this now goes to this statement of exclusivity. By the way, holiness is exclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But it speaks to these statements, two statements which were made by members of the Godhead. The Father says, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Hear him. In other words, he is the one to be obeyed.
Yeah.
But the son himself also says this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exclusivist statement.
Mm-hmm.
So he becomes the very revelation of all the mystery of Elohim.
Yeah.
So that whatever he has told us, whatever he has demonstrated as he walked, he was actually revealing the mystery of the Elohim.
Hmm. I hear you. Thank you so much, Muruti. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the mysteries of the Father, the mysteries concerning the Father, the mysteries about the Father. And we are touching base on that. We trust the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Pastor Samuel Kabamba and Pastor Karabo Muraka, and we are talking on this. Now, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and talk to us directly there. Tell us how you feel about this regarding the mystery concerning the Father, Yahuwah Elohim, concerning him, the Creator, the mysteries concerning him. And we are looking into the Word also with regards to that.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Now, this is amazing. With regards to the Father, I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 17, Pastor Sam. It says, "Then I saw all the work of the Elohim that a man cannot find out." And I underline that. "Then I saw all the work of the Elohim that a man cannot find out, the work that is done under the sun. For though a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he will not be able to find it." Finish and clear. Finish and clear. That is the mystery concerning the Father, and that is what embraces his greatness even amongst us. Even the highest of knowledge is unable to actually put him in a box, isn't it, Professor?
Exactly. Thank you very much for the question. It's very interesting and a very important topic. It's not something to take lightly, as Muruti Murakat said. You know, has to come back to us who claim to know him, who claim to serve him. And the question is to be, do we really understand him? Because you cannot be in a place whereby you serve him or you want to be with him without understanding what is around him and what who he is. Because the problem today, as you just mentioned now, we cannot put Elohim in the box. We cannot limit his space. We cannot limit what he's able to do. We cannot define him. Now, the beauty about the whole thing, as Muruti Muraka finished, he finished with something that is very important. In the whole mystery that we can talk about, because if we keep it that way, it means we are all of us a bit lost. Because we won't know who he is. We won't know why we are even serving him. But the beauty about the whole thing is it's zero in the person of the Son. You know, the Son has come to reveal him. The Son has come to make us know him. And the beauty about it is if we can be in the Son, we can come to know the Father. Muruti Muraka mentioned something about Jehovah God saying, "Nobody can see me and live." This already shows that to approach him, it's a problem. To be closer to him, it's a problem. Him revealing himself to us is another problem. Because we cannot come to that place of seeing him and live. But the beauty about the whole equation is, through the Son, we can see him. Because through the Son, we cannot die. And that's what the mystery about him, to get to that understand. That's why, you know, it's so very important for every believer, every son and daughter of the Most High God. If you believe that you are his son or his daughter, the beauty about the whole thing and whatever we can say is, if you do not understand the Son, if you are not in the Son, you cannot understand the Father. Now, talking about the mystery, you know, when you talk about the Elohim, I mean, in its own originality or its source, or Elohim speaks about plural, speaks about many. And that many is not many per se, but it's one. That one is many. You know, that's the way you can define it. That one, speaking about Godhead, but it comes in three dimensions. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But these three, we don't call them three per se or separate, but these three make the same one God. And when one comes to that place of understanding, that's why, you know, Jesus will say at one point, he said, me and the Father, we are one.
Mm.
I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me.
Mm.
I am going, in the book of John, we can read from chapter 15, 16, you say, I am going, even 14, I am going, but what will happen is, I will send another comforter.
Yeah.
He never said, I will send the comforter. He said, I'll send another comforter. Mm. Then he finished by saying, I'll be with you until the end. Now, if you're going to send us another comforter, meaning that you're going to go, we won't have you anymore. But why are you going to say the other comforter will come? He won't speak for himself, but he speak about me. And he'll take from me. Not only you take from me, but I will be with you. I am going, but I'll come and I'll be with you forever. Not the coming of the end of time, but the coming of dwelling inside of us through the Holy Spirit. Now, we found out that if you want to know the Father, you must know the Son. If you have to understand the Son, the Holy Spirit must make you understand the Son. Now, we come to that place of that combination that makes us make these three entities, if I might call them that way. Because when we talk about mysteries of God, you know, sometimes we don't have words even to define them, to define Him, to define the three. We don't even have words. Because we are limited. Because these three are not three, they are one. And they don't work anyhow, but they work together. And as they work together, I'm saying they work together. I'm putting them in plural as Elohim. They work together. But working together as one. They are not separate. They are not one coming from this side, the other one from this side, but they are one. They are from the same place, and they are the same thing. Now, when you go to the book of John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Or in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Elohim. The Word was Elohim. Now, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was, with God, and the Word was God. And that Word came. Nothing of whatever we can see was created by the Word. And that Word came in the world. Meaning that if the Word came in the world, what remained in heaven? That would be another question. I mean, the Word came, but the Word did not leave the heaven. But the Word was still connected to heaven because that way it was. I mean, that's what it is. It stayed there. And coming here, it has to come in another form, a form of a human being, in order to express whatsoever that God's head is, so that you may come to know Him. Now, through that expression, if we cannot understand the expression of, what the Messiah has come to do on earth, we'll never be able to comprehend who the Father. Now this question about mysteries again, because we have this, two gentlemen, Philip and Thomas, asking the Messiah, show us the Father. And him responding, I've been with you all along, but you've never come to know me. There is another confusion. How can you tell us that you've been with us? We don't know you, but you are telling us you are going to the Father, but you're saying that I've been with you. I am in the Father, and knowing me, if you know me, you know the Father. If you see me, you see the Father, because me and the Father, we are one. That's the beauty about when you come to that understanding. When you come to that understanding of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has come on earth with the purpose of making us know and see the Father. And through Him, we are capable of being with the Father, not only being the Father, but through Him, we are capable of experiencing the Father. Through Him, we are capable of even seeing the face of the Father. That's the beauty about the whole concept. And if we can come to that understanding, that makes the whole thing beautiful and really well established. And we thank God because, you know, coming to this type of topic, you know, as I said, Maurice, like I mentioned that as well, it's very not easy to come to that, say, oh, that's the way God is or the Father is. Nobody can express Him. Nobody can tell exactly the way He is, even showing His face to us. Today, people are fighting to find out even the picture, even the image of the Messiah. Nobody knows. We are coming up with every picture that we can come up with because we think, oh, because it's coming from the Asian side, it might be looking this way. But all these are just suppositions. all the just people thinking it might be this way, but nobody knows exactly the way it looks. And if we don't know the way it looks, the only way we can see him and experience him, another concept that has come, as again, we can call it the mystery. The Bible says the only way to get to him is to believe in him. Now, there's something that a man of God says, and I really agree with him. He says something. He said, in the Bible, it is written, when you go in the book of Hebrews 12:6 says, Hebrews 11:6 talks about, if you come to God, you need to believe that he exists, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, he says something, he said, if we talk about him existing, it's like as if we are limiting him, as Muruti Ray, you said. It's like you are limiting God by saying he has started one day and he's going to end another day. But the whatever we were supposed to be saying is not that the Father exists or Elohim exists. We should have said Elohim is. Because when you say exist, it means he has a beginning, he's got an end. While we know that he doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end, that means he is. The same way, when he sent, Moses, he said, go and tell them. And Moses said, if I get there, what am I going to tell them? That the who sent me? He said, tell them I am. Send me. It not say that send them Jehovah or whatever or whatever. Just say, tell them I am. It means the Father or God's aid do not have a beginning or cannot be defined in the way we want to define him. Because I love the topic you said, according to our own perception. Because we cannot define him. We cannot tell who he is. But the only way we can tell who he is through the Messiah. It's only the Messiah can reveal it unto us. Now, we've heard a lot of times people saying, I went to pray, I was in the mountain, and God appeared to me. I say, oh, which kind of a who appeared to you? Do you think that it was the Father who appeared to you? Do you think that it was even Jesus? I don't think so. Do you think it was even the Holy Spirit? We don't even think that it was even the Holy Spirit appearing to you. But, you know, people can come up with a certain image because they went to the mountain, they went to a certain place to pray a certain God, and to pray God, as they say, and they can only make up a certain image whereby they will say, it is him who appeared to me. And that's the way now the devil take advantage. The devil take advantage by appearing to many of the people who have gone to mountains, people who have gone to whatever retreat, whatever. He appeared to them as an angel of light by stating, I am the God that you've been coming to look for. Because the truth of the matter, even when you go to mountains, whatever, I don't think that anybody will be able to see even an image of him. I don't even see. Because if he could tell Moses that you cannot see him, you cannot see me and leave, at least we can see my back. Now, today, as I said, if we can see him through Jesus, the other thing is, nobody knows the image of Jesus. Nobody knows the image of the Messiah. Nobody. We've tried. We've brought a lot of movies whereby some actors from America, they've come up with whatever. Today they are regretting why they played that movie. You know. We've come up with that. But still, we could not. We cannot see. And the Bible says, we shall see him as he is. It means whatever we can come up with today as a picture of him is not him. Whatever we can say that I dreamt about him, it was not him that you dreamt about. Because we cannot explain to us as he was and how he looked like. Everyone always, I see a tall man. I could not see his face. But that means that you did not see anything. Whatever you saw, it was your own imagination. No, we can come up with, but the only thing that I can say that one can come up with, that one can get along with or can come to understand is the voice, maybe. The voice, you can hear his voice. He can speak. We can hear him. But seeing his face, I don't know how we can describe him, because otherwise people should have come with things saying that they've seen God, they've seen the Father, they've seen Elohim somewhere. They can even describe him. And if he could make himself seen, believe you me, today we should have been having idols in our homes. Because everyone will say, I saw him, and will make a small statue. Say, that's the way I saw him. That was his picture. You understand? I mean, I think that's the way things are supposed to be. And that because of that, the father has kept that to himself, that nobody can see his face and nobody can describe him, nobody can draw him. And it has gone to even a level of the Messiah himself. Nobody can see him, nobody can describe him, nobody can even draw him. Mm. And it has gone as far as nobody can come with that understanding. And the only way we can see him is by faith, that we believe that he is. And if we can believe that he is, that's enough. Mm. It's enough. And if you want to try to go beyond that, then it's become complicated. And today, we're having a lot of people who have gone to, I mean, they always come up with, I was in the realm of the spirit, I saw, some they'll tell you, I was in heaven, I saw Land Rovers driving in heaven. No, you come up with things, and some say, no, I was seated, he came and sat with me, and we drank tea together. So, how, you know, all these things, it makes, even if we come to that realm, you know, it's very amazing.
Land Rovers driving in heaven.
I'm telling you, somebody say he was in heaven, he saw Land Rovers driving there. Say, wow, I even saw my mansion. So, okay, you saw your mansion. Somebody said, oh, me, I was in heaven. I spoke with him. He told me I was with him face to face. We talk. Mm. He told me what to do. Another one said, me, I was with him. I was sitting in my lounge. He came and we sat. We drank tea together.
Yeah.
You know, all these things, you know, that if we can come up with somehow a way of defining him, that means the mysteries have gone. That means he has no mysteries at all, because he has to remain in that. Because we have to search him. We have to look for him. But the fact is, we will never get to know who he is really. But the only way, maybe, not maybe, I'm saying the only way we'll come to know him, as I said, it is through Jesus, the Messiah. And the only way we come to know the Messiah is through the Holy Spirit. Mm. And that comes by faith. We believe that he is, and we believe that he is inside of us. We believe that we walk with him. We believe that even if we don't see him, but we can at least hear his voice through the Bible. Sometimes he can allow himself to speak in a different way by using someone. But his voice, nobody can explain his voice. Mm. Nobody. Nobody can say he has a rocky voice, because sometimes we see people prophesy, if God is speaking, they change the voice. Praise me, God. But no, who is that? You know, all these things, he just coming up with something, while to understand him is not really easy.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The mystery concerning the Father, and then how we had gone on around this to actually even come up with stories that are as ridiculous as you can imagine, you know, and people saying, yes, I was in heaven. Ish. I was in heaven, and then this is what I saw. Pastor Sam says, then they saw Land Rovers. It's a British car. So they say Land Rover. They saw Land Rovers. Even. Mm. Anyway, send us a WhatsApp. Tell us, you know, the mysteries concerning the Father. I still maintain the authenticity of the Father cannot be measured. And this is something that the devil doesn't want us to talk about. Because each and every time when man looks at the mysteries of the Father, man becomes overwhelmed with the goodness of the Father and his perfection. And man starts to see that he himself is the subject of the creation of the mysterious one. Everything else he can figure out, even the devil himself. But no one can figure out the Father. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. In a mighty way, the best of friends we are.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.